Ever feel like you're just like drowning, in sticky notes and deadlines? They're like swirling around you, and you're just trying to keep your head above water. It's like that with project management sometimes, right? Like you're just treading water. But today we're gonna throw you a lifeline, and we're gonna dive deep into project time management.
Yeah, we're going way beyond the to-do list. We're talking about really mastering those projects.
That's exactly it. So we hear a lot about, effective project time management being the key to success. But what does that actually mean when you get down to it? What's the biggest thing people get wrong about this, especially if they already feel swamped?
A lot of times people think it's about, like cramming all these tasks into a calendar and just racing the clock all the time.
Right.
But the real shift is when you stop thinking manage time and you start thinking master my projects.
Okay. I like where this is going. So less about checking boxes and more about.
Okay, so you've got this project, right? It could be anything. Launching a product, finally organizing that room. It's exciting, but it's a lot. So imagine having this framework that helps you handle all of it and just like totally win. That's what these core principles are all about.
Okay, so tell me about these mystical principles. How do we become project management wizards?
Well, the sources we looked at, they all said planning, prioritization, deadlines that are actually doable, delegation, and working together are key. We're not just talking buzzwords here. This is like the foundation of the whole project. So planning, for example, it's breaking down that huge project into smaller, manageable pieces. That way you're in control right from the start.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? You'd just be putting up bricks hoping for the best.
Exactly. And just like that blueprint guides the construction, good planning sets your project up for success. You figure out the scope, what depends on what, and create a roadmap everyone can follow.
Okay, that makes sense. So is that where prioritization comes in?
100%. We've all only got so much time and energy, right? You can't treat every single task as equal. This is where the Eisenhower matrix comes in super useful. You decide, is this urgent and important, or important but not urgent?
Yeah, urgent and important. Important but not urgent.
Exactly. It's like a visual map for your priorities, so you're spending your time on what really matters.
Okay, I'm starting to feel like I can actually do this. What about delegation, though? I think a lot of us, myself included, struggle with letting go of tasks.
It's definitely a common challenge, but think about it this way. Delegating isn't about avoiding work. It's about putting people where they'll do the best work. Let your team use their strengths. It
Yeah.
helps you and it empowers them.
And I guess that plays right into the collaboration part, too.
Totally. You need good communication and collaboration if you want to manage your project time well. Make sure everyone can talk to each other, share information, and give feedback without any awkwardness.
Okay, I'm getting the picture. We plan it out, prioritize, delegate wisely, and make sure we're always talking to each other. That all makes sense in theory, but what about the actual tools to put this into practice?
Now that's where things get really interesting. We found all sorts of tools mentioned, from just your basic to-do list and calendar, all the way up to things like Gantt charts and apps that track your time. Plus, there are whole methodologies like Agile.
Whoa, whoa, before we fall down the agile rabbit hole, let's take it back a notch. For someone just starting out with this, what's one tool that can make a big difference?
If I had to pick just one, I'd say a time tracking app can be a game changer.
Really, something that basic. I use one at work, but I never thought about using it for like personal stuff.
Yeah, it's about actually seeing where your time goes. Most of us, we don't realize how much time we spend on certain things. Even a simple app can show you that. Then you can see where you can improve.
You're right. I know I spend way too much time scrolling on my phone. Okay, so we've got the principles and a tool to keep us on track, literally. But what about those inevitable bumps in the road, the delays? How do you mentally prepare for that without letting it derail the whole project?
The first thing is you've got to accept that delays are just part of life, especially with projects. It's not a failure, it's a chance to adapt.
That's easier to say than do when you have a deadline looming. But I like the way you put that. So how do we actually deal with those delays?
One of the best things you can do is build in some buffer time right into your schedule. Now, I'm not saying add a week to every deadline, just add in little cushions here and there. Think of it as padding for those unexpected things, like say a task will take 2 days. Right? Don't schedule it back to back. Give yourself a half day buffer.
Ah, so it's like breathing room in the schedule.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So what happens when that delay actually hits? What's the best way to handle it without everyone freaking out?
Honestly, communication is key. As soon as you know there's a delay, Don't ignore it. Tell your team. Tell the stakeholders. Explain what happened, how it's going to impact things, and how you're going to fix it.
Transparency is key. And I bet that prioritization matrix we talked about earlier would be super helpful here, right?
You got it. Delays make you rethink what's most important right now. Maybe you need to change your focus, move resources around, or even look at the project scope again. And a prioritization framework, like Eisenhower or something else, can help you make those tough decisions objectively.
Be flexible, adapt. I like it. Which brings us to another really important piece of this. Stakeholders. The sources we looked at, they really highlighted how important it is to keep stakeholders happy. How does that tie into managing your time well?
Well, stakeholders are, like, essential for a lot of projects, right? They're invested, and you need them on board if you want to succeed. When you manage time well, you show them that you respect their time, their resources, their investment.
It's like you're saying, hey, I value your time as much as I value my own.
Exactly. And they get that message when you do what you say you're going to do, meet those deadlines, and keep them in the loop.
So it's about more than just me and my to-do list. It's about respecting everyone involved. That's a cool way to think about it. But then how does that play out, you know, in the long term? Does being good at time management actually affect how people see you professionally?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like you're building a reputation, proving you're reliable every time you manage a project well. When people see that you consistently deliver good work on time, on budget, it builds trust. They know they can count on you.
They see you as someone who's got their act together.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads to more opportunities. You get invited to those bigger projects. They give you more responsibility. You become the go-to person for advice.
It's like time management is the secret superpower for your career.
Well, not so secret once you see how it all connects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is anyone can learn this. It's not about becoming some kind of like task robot. It's about finding what works for you, those systems and strategies, and making them better all the time.
Right, finding what works. And we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We talked about those core principles like prioritizing and delegating and how important communication and stakeholder management are. Project time management is a lot.
It really is. But don't forget, it's a journey, not like a destination. There's always room to grow, try new things, and get better.
100%. And for our listeners who really want to dig in, our source material mentioned this thing called agile methodology. Have you ever used agile for your work?
Yeah, I have. And it's super effective, especially if your project has lots of changes and iterations. We probably don't have time to really get into it today, but you should definitely check it out.
Homework assignment. But even if you don't become an agile master right away, remember every step you take to, you know, really own your time is a step toward owning your projects, your goals, your potential.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Those small wins, they add up to amazing things.
So true. So next time you're looking at that giant to-do list and feeling overwhelmed, remember what we talked about. Break it down, prioritize, delegate, collaborate, and don't be afraid of the unexpected. You got this.